Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 4 through 9. The Reverend David Meggers is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our word for this morning from 1 Corinthians, Paul writes to a contentious, kind of a contrary group of Corinthians in the early church. But listen to the word of love that he has for them. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The funeral service for the Reverend Dr. Norman Nagel, Professor Emeriti, from Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, was held at 11 a.m., Tuesday, October 15th, Chapel of St. Timothy and St. Titus, Concordia Seminary, St. Louis. The funeral service for Loetta Maria Meggers was held at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, October 15th, at Zion Lutheran Church in Arcadia, Iowa. Being at Zion in Arcadia for my mother's funeral, I was not able to be at the chapel of St. Timothy and St. Titus. But here's the connective tissue. The connective tissue between Dr. Norman Nagel and my mother, it's in this text, but before I get to the text, I want to summarize it in this little phrase, and anyone who knew Dr. Norman Nagel or sat at his feet will know this phrase. And I think my mother would probably know it because she lived at a time when they still taught Latin in the public school in Carroll, Iowa. And this is the phrase, pro nobis. Pro nobis. It means for us. And that was the message that Dr. Nagel honed among us. And that was that the gospel is not the gospel unless it's the gospel for us. Pro nobis. Listen to these words again from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. As Paul writes to this contentious, contrary Corinthian Christian group, he says, I give thanks to my God always for you. You hear the personal part of that? I'm giving thanks for you. But as if I was in the homeland of our very accomplished organist this morning, Philip Magnus, it would be y'all, Texas. Okay? This is a Texas you. But it's also very, very personal. And in towards the end of this text, he says, I give thanks to God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus. That's the first part. But at the end, he lands on this idea of the pro nobis, that it's for us, that the you is not only personal, but it's for all people when he says, for us who were called into the fellowship. You hear the usness there? Fellowship. That gathering together. And it's not just the rubbing elbows kind of fellowship. It's not just coffee fellowship. It is fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. It is a grace given and grace to be given. And Paul speaks also in these very few words of the testimony of grace that was confirmed among you. A couple weeks ago, we got to hear in the appointed epistle the words of Paul to this young pastor, Timothy. And he gives thanks for how it is that the faith has been passed on to Timothy, how grace has been made evident to him, the grace of God in Jesus Christ passed on from Lois to Eunice to young Timothy. And by that word, we are encouraged to be those people who have been given grace, who pass that grace on. You're probably all familiar with the adage that the church is only one generation away from extinction. We have this grace to pass on to others. And in every case that we pass that grace on, it's the same grace. That's why we can talk about this idea of fellowship. It's the same gospel. It's the same good news. I got to celebrate the passing on of that grace at the funeral of my mother. Not being at Dr. Nagel's funeral, I got to hear many students of his, many acquaintances of his, giving thanks for the grace, the gospel that was passed on by Dr. Nagel, a grace that is for us. And in those passings on, I'm encouraged to be about passing that grace on to the next generations, that they might be part of that fellowship, that they might indeed be what you just sang. The saints of God are one in every place. Mom and Dr. Nagel, behold Jesus face to face. You and I will one day behold Jesus face to face. But when you and I gather in our churches and we celebrate that Holy Communion, there is a oneness in place and time of the saints in that we laud and magnify those saints that have gone on before us with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. We are together. But it's not just at that communion rail that we are together in one place. We are together because our togetherness is in Christ. And that is for all time. The other evening, Tuesday, my wife and I, went to the airport along with our three grandchildren, who we had the privilege of hosting for 4 days while their parents went on vacation. We're still a little tired. But we picked them up at the airport, five of us in a Toyota minivan. When we picked them up, there were seven of us in that van. So we're all kind of crowded together, and we stopped for some dinner on the way home from the airport. And then you get in the van, and now the kids are getting to that grumpy stage, and the mom and dad coming home is already starting to wear off, and they're reverting to type, right? And to entertain them on the way home, Christina, our daughter, played a game with them. And the game goes like this. You hum a tune that you know, and then you try to fill in the words. For example, with apologies to Phil Magnus, not a Washington Nationals fan, but a Houston Astros fan. Can you help me fill in the words on this one? Do, 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 do. You know this one? Baby Shark, right? Grandpa Shark, whatever. Then Jeanette, my wife, began humming this one. And I think you're going to know this one. La, 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 la. And our almost 4-year-old granddaughter, Claire, chimed right in. Jesus loves me. She got it right. I think Oliver, the almost 2-year-old, got it even righter. And I know that's lousy grammar, but you're going to remember that, okay? He got it righter. Because after Claire saying, Jesus loves me, this I know, Oliver chimes in, hallelujah! Hallelujah. And my heart takes joy in that because you remember baptism, right? The connective tissue between the life and death and resurrection of Jesus, who took on real human tissue for our sake, and how we talk about, and we know that from the beginning we were born apart from God, but God connects us to the life and death and resurrection of Jesus. That faith is being handed on, passed on. We have that grace to give. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves Dr. Nagel. Jesus loves my mom. Jesus loves you. We are saints of God, one in every place, one in Christ alone, who is pro nobis. He is for us. May the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Vincent Bain, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.